Well, I hope you're sitting down comfortable and listening attentively, because we are talking about some new things today that are new to me, and I know they're new to you. And we're here with Randy Cole of Fox Valley Electric. We talked and opened the hour about a new service he's providing that I want to get back to in just a minute. But we've started a conversation about who Fox Valley is, the fact that y'all have been here since 06, 07, and started as a commercial electrician, expanded into residential service work about 5 years ago, became Rosie certified just a few months ago. Love having you as a part of the team. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. You'll take those phone calls for electrical service work. But I wanted to grab you in here and get you in here and talk to you about this new BioClean service, biocide service that y'all are providing. You can basically go in and disinfect a space.
That's correct. Yes.
How does that happen? Is it like you go in there and just drop like a big smoke bomb, or what is it?
No, there's a lot of ways things can happen. This particular product, the manufacturer recommends a cold fogging system. So we found that to be intriguing, because there's a term that's been coined called air washing. And so with the whole COVID-19 and the 6 foot separation and distancing, because things can be airborne, and I think they're still figuring out how much they can be airborne, this will actually clean the air and surfaces in a home. So we come in and we...
The doorknobs?
Doorknobs, yes. Mm-hmm.
Toilet seats?
Toilet seats, that's
kitchen
right.
Counters?
Yep.
Bathroom counters?
All of that.
Beds, yes, linens, upholsteries?
Yep. All of that. It's safer. Safer fabrics, linens, things like that. It's safer electronics.
Carpet?
Carpet. Mm-hmm. So we start by fogging the actual air in the home. And we feel, and that's why occupants need to be out of the house. It's not something you want to breathe. So
okay,
we come in with a respirator and a suit on, of course, and we'll start at the far end just like mopping a floor.
Okay.
Work your way out, work your way to the door, right?
Okay. And the closets all get a little shot?
We do, yeah. We open up the closets and fog those as well. It's safe for, you know, any of the fabrics or clothing or anything like that.
Open cabinet doors? And
we don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't open cabinet doors.
Okay. You get in, pull back the shower curtain, open the shower glass doors, hit that area.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And so what it does is it fills the air and the air in the room with this fogged solution. And everything that it comes in contact with, it kills this virus. As it floats to the ground, it floats through that air, it lands on the surfaces, and that's where it works on the surfaces, whether it's the carpet, chair, rails. We'll give high traffic areas like doorknobs, you know, a little extra shot as we go through. So as it sits on the surface, just like a Clorox wipe or anything else, it takes a little bit of time.
Okay.
So you want to leave it there until it air dries. And that's another reason that we ask everybody to stay out of the home for an hour.
Okay, all right. And if we're talking about a 2,400 square foot, three bedroom, two bath, Arizona ranch home, you're going to be in the house for how long?
It could be an hour. It could be 30 minutes to an hour that it takes us to take care of something like that.
And then the building, the home needs to sit empty for at least another hour.
As we leave, yes. As we get out, we ask that it stay empty for an hour.
Now, is there anything the homeowner needs to do as they re-enter the building?
They don't need to do anything at that point.
Are they going to know you were there? Are things wet? Can they smell it? Is it sticky?
Right. Good questions. There should be no wetness at that point. It should have air dried at that point. The stickiness, it's possible there may be a slight tacky feeling, in which case you just wipe it up. It's okay.
Okay.
If you have plates out, or if you have knives out, cooking utensils out, you might want to rinse those.
Okay.
You don't need to scrub them. Just rinse them under water, and they'll be fine. The chemical is safe. It's safe for hospitals. It's safe. It's actually rated, hospital rated. So
okay,
you can use it in daycare centers. We can use it in restaurants.
And at that point, you're walking in to the cleanest your house has ever been.
Germs and virus? Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
I mean, it is completely biologically neutral at that point.
Yes. It's EPA certified to kill all those things.
Wow. Well, are you comfortable discussing in that 2,400 square foot house about what would a homeowner expect to pay for a service like that?
It's 28 cents a foot, a square okay. foot. So we take, basically, we just take the square footage right off online of your home.
Okay.
You know, we just run the address in Zillow or whatever.
Yeah.
We get that stated square footage times 28 cents, and that's the fee. We're running a special this week for 7 days, so every Rosie on the House listener gets $100 off the right off the top.
Okay, and they would, someone that's interested in doing that would call what number?
The same number, 623-587-7370, and somebody will answer for Fox Valley, and they'll know all about it.
And we're calling this the Fox Valley Air Biocide Treatment?
Fox Valley Air is providing this treatment. That's correct. It's a sister operation. We're providing this for homes, businesses, that kind of stuff. So, you know, we're doing it in our coffee shop.
Yeah, I would imagine. I like I've said before, I would love to know my favorite restaurants as they're beginning to open up. And I have to tell you, I like joints, okay? and I got this joint that I go buy some of my favorite lunch food at. And when this hit, they gutted the place down to the hard surfaces, and I would not have even wanted to be there when they did that. But I would love for him to have this service done, because, boy, even I had to kind of wince every once in a while when I walked in this place. But my favorite restaurants, I do go through some nice ones, too, when Jennifer's with me. I would love to know that they've taken the time to do this to their dining area, their carpet, their bar area, their bathroom area, their traffic lanes and traffic areas, meeting areas, waiting areas, reception areas. And it could, and is it the same rate commercially as it is residentially?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. And if a commercial institution was to call in, like a restaurant or a daycare center or even nursing homes, places like that, we have the 28 cents a square foot initial treatment, and then based on who it is and how often they may want it retreated, we'll negotiate a return rate that would be less.
Okay. And can you tell me, what could a homeowner expect the duration of this treatment to last? You're coming into a biologically pure environment. I'm in and out of the house 100 times a day. I don't have any indoor pets, but they all come up to the back kitchen door and breathe in and, you know, beg for their little treats right there. I've got kids going in and out of the house all day long when I'm not there with their friends. How long could I expect a level of protection?
Biolab states that the protection is 1 to 2 weeks after treatment. So
okay.
The 1 week, you know, for heavier trafficked areas, 2 weeks for lesser trafficked areas. So the chemical keeps working. And that's even if you're wiping up or rinsing your dishes or things like that that had been treated.
Well, a couple applications I can think of is if I've got a family member coming home, coming to visit, mm-hmm. or even coming home maybe from a medical procedure or a hospital stay. I mean, this would be a tremendous little value-added experiment to come stay at my house. I got it completely biologically pure.
It sure could, yes. I know we can also do vehicles, and vans, school buses. There are communities in other parts of the country that are using it in police cars and things like that. So it really does work.
It's proven. I've got an uncle EPA coming certified. Soon. I may have you come and do this once he leaves. Oh, man. The product is called Biocide.
That's correct.
Okay. And so it's not just limited to residential and commercial. You're talking school buses and vehicles and everything else. And again, if someone's interested, the number they would reach out to you.
623-587-7370.
Well, I brought Randy in this morning because he had kind of landed on our radar screen about coming up with some new devices. We opened the hour talking a little bit about this utility saving investment mechanism you've got, which really what it is what it is. Touch on that real quick one more time.
If you own a business, we can come in and take a look at your situation. If you have older lighting or, let's say, older refrigeration loads, we can come in and take a look at what's going on with your business and see if your business qualifies for upgrade. And this upgrade will save you money on your utility bill, so you get immediate savings, but it is also paid for with the savings. So there's no capital expense. You don't have to tie up your credit. You don't have to go get a loan. You don't have to write a check.
It doesn't even show up on your balance sheet other than more increased bottom line.
That's exactly correct. So not showing up on your balance sheet is a huge thing, especially in this time.
Now, who does the equipment belong to at the end of the term?
It belongs to the business owner.
They're buying it from you with their savings, no cash out of pocket.
Correct. And they enjoy savings immediately.
Who gets the depreciation?
That's a good question. I haven't been asked.
All right. I love it. I love it. So that's the energy saving new tool that you're bringing to the market. And then the biocide, biologically purifying spaces, vehicles, brand new service. But boy, it sure is intriguing to me.
We hope it helps, and we hope it brings, you know, some comfort to people and uncertainty. I know it has my wife and I, so that's kind of why we got into it.
Now, when someone goes through the trouble becoming Rosie certified, we give them stickers to embroider their uniforms and put on their trucks and their letterhead and their business cards and their contracts. How will I know a property's been biocided? Will you leave some kind of a little certification?
We haven't, but we do have a certification on our web page that you can have a copy of that does state that it's EPA, has an EPA number that's EPA regulated, and what it does.
I would think business owners would want to advertise that they've had this done just to get people comfortable. Come on in.
Yes, I would too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we may have to come up with some kind of placard they can hang by the front door or something.
Yes.
All right. It's Randy Cole, Fox Valley Electric, with the utility saving investment instrument that you've created, as well as the biocide, biologically pure clean. Now, when I come back, let's just talk about the things y'all do every day. Let's just talk about the kind of electrical services you do and where you do them, and should people feel free? You know, electric is kind of one of those things that if you're having a problem electrically, you're not going to wait to get it done.
I mean, let's hope
don't fool around with that. Get it. Let's get it done, right?
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about Fox Valley Electric and its residential service work when we get back.